Okay. And so, Jill, what is your last name?
My last name is Y-N-O-A.
Okay, perfect. All right, so then let's go ahead and do this here. All right. So for the billing, now, is it going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It is a, I believe it's Visa. Yep, Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4427-4202.
Okay.
6740-8133.
Okay, and the expiration?
Is 0427.
And then the three-digit
name and the company name.
Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. And then the three-digit code on the back.
That is, let me find the rear side of it, 854.
Okay. All right, so I'm updating and processing payment. Okay. Then I'm going to read the voice verification. So I just, for this card, though, are you actually a authorized user on the billing of the account? Because that's just one of the questions. Oh, you're not. Okay.
No.
So, and he only speaks Spanish, right?
Yes.
Does he,
I mean, he speaks English. Oh. I can call him, or we can conference call him. I can let him know we're going to call him on a conference.
Okay. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want me to call him from this phone, or do you have to be the one to call out to him on the conference call and speak with him on another line, or how would that work? Just so I can
show
him how we're doing.
You can do that, but hold on one second, just real quick. The card was declined. Let me just make sure I got the card number right. Do you mind giving that to me one more time?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. It is 4427.
Uh-huh.
4202.
4202.
6740.
Mm-hmm.
8133.
Okay.
Unless he sent me the wrong, unless he doesn't want me to use this card.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and run it first just to make sure, and then I'll confirm with him.
And it's April 27, right?
Hold on, I closed it out. Sorry. April 27, yep.
And then it's 854, correct?
And let me go and check that. 854, yes.
Okay. And the only other reason it might be declining, if he's made any other purchases.
The address, did you need that? Because I think the billing address is also different than the business address that I gave you.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, that might be the problem.
I believe the address on file with the bank is an address based out of California.
Oh, for the bank. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that address?
Let me just verify with him first. Give me one
sure.
I'm calling him.
Sí,
la dirección, la tarjeta.
Okay. Antes de eso, te quería preguntar cómo ves este ambiente.
¿De qué?
Eso, de que están diciendo que los precios cambiaron, ¿no? Dice que son $4.99 que si quiero cancelar o renovar.
No, eso es si tú lo haces por 3 meses, son $900. Pero acuérdate que esto se está incluyendo en la página web.
Okay.
Si tú quieres y te está dando la página web, la que tú puedes modificar tú mismo y que es una página web más desarrollada, por decir. Pero si por algún motivo Después, en 3 meses, tú tienes que volver a renovarlo y pagar otros $900. ¿Me lo entiendes? Pero si lo haces mes por mes, entonces $500. Por el paquete que tú tienes, $500. Porque ellos siempre dan el paquete debido a la necesidad del negocio.
Entonces
lo vas a pagar cada 90 días, serían $900. En vez de pagar mensual, $300. En realidad te están dando un mejor paquete que le están dando a Wilmer. ¿Por qué? Porque Wilmer pagó como $3,000 con otra compañía por su página, solamente la página. Y encima le está pagando $300 al mes. Y no le están haciendo la página. ¿Tú ves? Pero le está pagando mes por mes. Él no está pagando cada 90 días.
Perfecto.
Entonces, lo que querían verificar era la dirección que tienes con el banco. ¿Es la de California o...?
Sí, es la de California todavía.
Okay. Yeah, it's the address in California.
Okay.
Porque ellos trataron de procesarla, pero dijo como que decir no. Y quédate en la línea, Saji, porque él necesita tu permiso para procesar el pago, por favor. Okay, I explained to him. He said it is the California one. Give me 1 second. I have it on his ID. And then
sure.
He said also, okay, it is, es la de 329 McCorkard Avenue.
No, es la 1078 del Mar Avenue.
1078.
Uh-huh.
Delmar, D-E-L. M-A-R Avenue.
Mira, es 100 y luego 78 acá.
Oh, I'm sorry, not 1078. 10078.
Okay. 100. And then, what is it? Fountain Valley?
Dame el nombre de la calle otra vez.
100 Del Mar Avenue.
Del Mar Avenue. ¿Y la ciudad?
Montclair.
Mount Clair.
Okay.
California.
Okay, perfect. Hold on. 1 second.
And he's waiting on the line also so he can go ahead and authorize. Can you hear him well? Because I have the other phone on speaker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sahir,
él va a pedir el permiso, la verificación de que procesen la tarjeta.
Okay.
Entonces, y si tú quieres pagar los $39 adicionales para que, ¿te acuerdas que te dije? Que una, como una grabación que te monitorea cuántos clientes son nuevos y cuántos son existentes para cuando los clientes llamen.
And the zip code is 91763, correct?
Código 91763.
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, let me try this.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the problem. So since I had put it under a different address and mm-hmm. ran it under that, I think the bank is now flagging it. So, you know, because, you know, it's just, it's like a fraud thing that people, when yeah. they're trying to use different addresses for a credit card and all of that, it can...
Oye, oye.
Centro un texto del banco.
Bueno, ya me mandaron un texto. Voy a confirmar que sí estoy.
Okay, confírmalo. He's confirming it. He got the text.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he confirmed it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. Now that went through. Okay, great. So, all right. So now I'm going to read the voice verification. If there's any if there's anything that, Sahi, if there's anything, can he hear me? Sahi?
Sahi, ¿tú me escuchas? Está hablando contigo ahora. Sahi? tú escucha, oh. Él está hablando contigo, él te va a leer una cosa para que diga que sí.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, Okay, so it's Welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
El nombre del negocio, Fahy.
El nombre del negocio.
Uh-huh.
La Sierra Tree Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tu nombre y tu título de la compañía.
Saiz Vázquez Soto. ¿Cuál es el título?
Owner.
Okay.
¿Cuál es el título?
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Sí.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Sí. Sí. In English.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so let me just do this for the further. How about we do this? So, Sahi, you're authorizing Jill to be the manager of this account, correct?
Sí, que si tú me estás autorizando a mí para que lleve la cuenta.
Yes.
Okay, okay. So from this point, I can pretty much just go over the rest with you, okay, Jill?
Okay, fantastic.
And then just if you could have text him the invoice once we're done with this and have him sign it and, you know, at least have that ready for your client interview or as soon as you can get that done, that'd be great. But the rest of this I'll just read to you, okay?
Okay. Sahi, oh. el viernes tenemos la cita con ellos por teléfono de 4 a 5, van a llamar.
Correcto.
¿No? Yo traté de poner la de 3 a 4, pero no se pudo, entonces la puse de 4 a 5.
Ok, está bien.
Está bien, ok, te dejo. Va a concluir esta llamada con cabeza. Gracias. I was just telling him about our call on Friday.
Okay, okay, perfect. So Jill, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So if any other marketing companies call you, just simply let them know you're working with us, and we'll never call you asking for more money or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
So, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
So, your payment, and then also, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So, basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, and so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of July 13th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $900. So this is going to be from the date of today, and it'll go until October 13th. So
okay.
That will be the day that it will renew for $499, okay, unless you decide to renew it again for another $900. So that might just be something that you might want to write down so you know that it would be October 13th would be the next payment of $499, okay?
Okay, so I have to call on or before October 13th?
Yeah, I would just make sure you call like a couple of days before October 13th.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So so basically the next part is just when your term is agreed, when the term is completed, your agreement will mm-hmm. automatically renew on the 13th of October in the amount of $499. So you
okay.
may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your next month of charges by October 13th. So if
okay.
you decide not to continue from that point forward, you just need to let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
So, Jill, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So that's all done.
Okay.
So I do have you set up for your client interview. Let's see here. So... the invoice, I just want to make sure that you've got that. It does say Okay, hold on. It should say not Jill and Saheed. Hold on 1 second. I don't know why it updated to that.
Okay. And then this is, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
No problem. It's Jesse.
Jesse. Okay.
So I'm going to text you the invoice right now.
Okay. So he has to sign. What was the name of the document that he has to sign or type his name in?
Oh, I'm texting that over right now. Let me.
Okay.
You should have gotten it just now. It says, Sahi, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that? Oh, okay. I sent it actually to the 740 number because I deleted your other number on here.
Yeah,
so
that's fine. That's perfect. That's
okay.
Fine. And you said it'll come via email as well, right?
Let me just send it in an email separately. So the invoice will come, but the signature one is a little different. So let me go ahead and just email this over, though.
Okay, so it's just accepting the subscription terms.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, okay, so I just emailed it to you from my email. It will say terms, and it'll be from Jesse.
Perfect.
Okay. So, yeah, the sooner you could get him to sign that, the better. Whenever.
Okay.
That would be totally great. So it's just everything that we discussed in writing. Basically, all he's going to need to do is check the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then there's an orange box where he'll type his name out and then press confirm signature. Okay.
Okay.
So the next thing I'm going to do, I don't know if you've already seen this video at all for Wilmer's company, but I'm going to just send over a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the dashboard works.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely like to send that over. So I'm going to send my extension and phone number. So if you have any questions at any time, I'll always be the lead on your account, Jill, but from this point forward, you'll be dealing with your account management team. So, but at any time, you can always reach me on my extension, okay?
Okay. And what is your extension, Jesse?
It's 2267.
2267. Okay.
And, yeah, I always did... suggest that you just save the 877 number in your phone. That's the number from this point that we'll always be calling you from. So it's the 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then... So, yeah, and then, just look at those websites again, decide with him what one he wants to do, the classic, the modern, the future. They'll ask you that in the client interview.
Okay.
But otherwise, you are good to go. Did you have any other questions at all, Jill?
Classic, modern, and future. I'm making notes.
Sure.
Website choices. I don't have any questions right now. The video, actually, you said I would receive it also via text or email. The 6-minute YouTube video?
I sent it to you in a text on the 740 number. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Okay. If
you want, I can go ahead and email it to you. Do you want me to do that?
Please. Yeah. I mean, just in case. Because, again, this phone is going to give out any given second. That's our plan to get another phone in the next, whatever we have a chance. Just
sure. Definitely. Here, let me go ahead and do that. Hold on. Sorry, I'm thinking and typing at the same time. The God, I don't know why I can't. So my email does also have my extension and phone number on it as well, just so you know.
Okay.
I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. okay.
And also, I'm glad we're still on the line, actually. You said your supervisor did say it was okay for the $300 credit, which we'll receive in 2 months.
2 months.
Of Will having service, or 2 months of Sahib having service. Well, I guess the dates are just off by a week, so it doesn't matter.
It pretty much, yeah. Okay. So, okay. Just after, pretty much, usually the person that's referred, gets the month off after the person that they're referring pays for 2 months. So, since Will paid first, I would have put him in as the referrer. So it would be after you've completed 2 months of your program.
Okay. But is there a note on the account, in Will's account, or how's that going to work? Or do I have
yes.
to call, or will it be automatic? Or okay.
So I'm going to notate the account, but let me just double check because I want to make sure you have all the right information. Okay. Okay. Just waiting for him to respond. You know, I can't always call you back after I confirm to, like, 100%. But I'm just going to go ahead and notate both accounts about it anyway. So,
okay.
You know, but I'm almost pretty positive that it just comes out. I don't think you need to call in or anything about that.
Okay.
Sorry, it's actually, I only know about this, but I've worked here about a year, and this is, or I've worked here over a year now, and that's actually my first referral bonus, so I just want to make sure you get the best deal. So,
yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and if
definitely.
I know anybody else, because we do actually work with, Will works with quite a few other small businesses. A lot of the work that he does, they kind of subcontract each other out for the work, and they work side by side. So I'll make sure I keep you guys in mind for anybody
okay.
else that might come across.
Definitely. So if you do end up referring to somebody else, just have them call my extension or ask for me,
okay?
And I'll be able to help them out.
I will. You are extremely helpful and very informative.
I appreciate
really
it.
That is, yeah. I'm very much like you. I'm very thorough when I go over anything with anyone. I actually used to work for AT&T. I was an account manager for them for 16 years. In fact, I just left the company last month and just to kind of do my own small business with real estate, you know, have this other part-time job with Sahid on the side and helping Will, you know, with his business as well. But
okay.
I truly, you know, understand, and I'm the same way. I'm very thorough. You have to be and disclose the information. I was in sales for many years, for those 16 years, so you have to disclose that information to people. And that's what sets you different from the rest, you know.
You know, I've always done my best to be like that, but, you know, there are definitely times I've had to learn the hard way, too. You know, not even going to lie about that.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah.
You know, it's like one time I signed up a guy, and he was new in business, and the next day he called in wanting to cancel because his wife his wife had found out that he had signed up, and he didn't tell me that, you know, he didn't tell me anything, but it was like I had just started doing this, and so his wife calls in and is furious because he's just signed up for all these different marketing companies, you know, and she's just so upset that, you know, he's done that. So, you know, it's like now I always make sure to ask if there's an authorized user on the account, you know. It's just little things like that, you know, that you don't know until you know.
right. Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I agree. That comes with the experience along the way.
Right. But, you know, it's always nice to talk to nice people, too. So, and you've been lovely to talk to. I really appreciate it. I mean, really, I think I could just spend all day chatting to you. So, I do appreciate it. Okay. But, you know, so I do have everything ready to go. Just so, and they will try to call you a couple of times on Friday. If they don't reach you, they'll most likely text you. And then, you know, if for some reason you need to reschedule, they'll be able to communicate that through text or calling you a few times. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, and did you have any other questions at all, Jill?
Nope, that's it. And you sent the 6-minute video to the email, right?
I sure did. Yes, I did send that over.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Jill. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Jesse. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.